College English Test, Band 6. Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Mary, could you please tell Thomas to contact me? I was hoping he'd be able to help out with the freshman orientation program next week.
I would certainly tell him if I saw him, but I haven't seen him around for quite a few days.
What does the woman mean? Question 2. Susan, I'm going to change the light bulb above the dining room table. Will you hold the ladder for me?
No problem, but be careful while you're up there.
What does the man want the woman to do?
Question 3. It's freezing cold. Let me make some coffee to warm us up. Do you want a piece of pie as well?
Coffee sounds great, but I'm going to have dinner with some friends in a while, so I'd better skip the pie.
What does the man mean? Question 4. How come Jim lost his job?
I didn't say he had lost it. All I said was if he didn't get out and start selling a few cars instead of idling around all day, he might find himself looking for a new job.
What does the man say about Jim?
Question 5. Hello, Mary. This is Paul at the bank. Is Tony home?
Not yet, Paul. I don't think you can reach him at the office now either. He phoned me 5 minutes ago to say he was stopping for a haircut on his way home.
Who do you think the woman probably is?
Question 6. Oh, boy. I don't understand how you got a ticket today. I always thought you were slow, even driving on a less crowded fast lane.
I'm usually careful, but this time I thought I could get through the intersection before the light turned.
What do we learn about the man? Question 7. Your dog certainly seems to know you are his master. Did you have to punish him very often when you trained him?
I found it's much better to praise him when he obeys and not to be so fussy when he makes mistakes.
What does the man say about training dogs?
Question 8. I'm afraid there won't be time to do another tooth today. Make sure you don't eat anything like steaks for the next few hours, and we'll fill the other cavity tomorrow.
All right. Actually, I must hurry to the library to return some books.
Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question 9. I'm worried about Jenny going to college. College students are so wild nowadays.
Actually, only a few are like that. Most students are too busy studying to have time to cause trouble.
What does the man imply? Question 10. You didn't seem terribly enthusiastic about the performance.
You must be kidding. I couldn't have clapped any harder. My hands are still hurting.
What does the man think of the performance?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Born and raised in Central Ohio, I am a country girl through and through. I am currently studying to become a physical therapist, a career path that marks a great achievement for me. At Ohio State University, admission into the physical therapy program is intensely competitive. I made it past the first cuts the first year I applied, but was turned down for admission. I was crushed because for years I had been determined to become a physical therapist. I received advice from friends and relatives about changing my major and finding another course for my life. I just couldn't do it. I knew I could not be as happy in another profession, so I steeled myself, began to work seriously for another year, and reapplied. Happily, I received notice of my admission. Later, I found out that less than 15% of the applicants had been offered positions that year. Now, in the first 2 years of professional training, I couldn't be happier with my decision not to give up on my dream. My father told me that if I wanted it badly enough, I would get in. Well, Daddy, I wanted it, so there. After graduation, I would like to travel to another country, possibly a Latin American country, and work in a children's hospital for a year or two. So many of the children there are physically handicapped, but most hospitals don't have the funding to hire trained staff to care for them properly. I would like to change that somehow.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What is the speaker's field of study? Question 12. According to the speaker, what contributed to her admission to Ohio State University? Question 13. Why does the speaker want to go to a Latin American country? Passage 2. Gabriela Mistral was once an ordinary teacher in a small village school in northern Chile. Towering mountains separated her village from the world outside. Gabriela Mistral was only 15 when she began teaching, but she was a good teacher. She helped the minds of her students scale the mountain walls and reach out to the world beyond. For 18 years, Gabriela devoted her life to the poor farm children of Chile's northern valleys. During part of this time, she was director of schools in all of Chile. Before long, many countries recognized her as a great friend of children and a leader in education. In 1922, she was invited to Mexico to help organize the rural school system. 2 years later, Gabriela Mistral came to the United States, where she served as a visiting professor in several colleges. In New York City, a group of teachers helped to finance the publication of her first book of poetry. Some of her books have been translated into 6 different languages. She gave the income from some of her books to help poor and neglected children. Beginning in the 1920s, her interests reached out to broader fields. Statesmen asked her advice on international problems. She tried to break through the national barriers that hindered the exchange of ideas among the Spanish-speaking peoples of South America. She tried to develop a better understanding between the United States and countries of Latin America. In 1945, she gained worldwide recognition by winning the Nobel Prize in Literature, the first South American to win the prize.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Where did Gabriela Mistral start her teaching career? Question 15. How did Gabriela Mistral help the poor children of her hometown? Question 16. Why did many countries think highly of Gabriela Mistral? Question 17. How did Gabriela Mistral become famous all over the world? Passage 3. Over time, animals have developed many ways to stay away from predators. A predator is an animal that hunts and eats other animals. Hiding is one of the best ways to stay alive. Some animals hide by looking like the places where they live. To see how this works, let's look at the sea dragon. It is a master of disguise. The sea dragon is covered with skin that looks like leaves. The skin helps the dragon look like a piece of seaweed. A hungry meat eater would stay away from anything that looks like seaweed. Other animals stay safe by showing their colors. They want other animals to see them. Scientists call these bright colors warning colors. You have probably seen animals that have warning colors. Some grasshoppers show off their own bright colors. Those colors don't just look attractive. They tell their enemies to stay away. Of course, hungry predators sometimes ignore the warning. They still go after the grasshopper. If that happens, the grasshopper has a backup defense. It makes lots of foam. The foam tastes so bad that the predator won't do it again. Color doesn't offer enough protection for some other animals. They have different defenses that help them survive in the wild. Many fish live in groups or schools. That's because there is safety in numbers. At the first sign of trouble, schooling fish swim as close together as they can get. Then the school of fish makes lots of twists and turns. All that movement makes it hard for predators to see individuals in a large group.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Question 19. What protects the sea dragon from a meat eater's attack? Question 20. According to the passage, why do many fish stay in groups? This is the end of listening comprehension.